going on here. The field is empty. There's no marching band. There's no noise. There's nothing going on. The chain gang is actually sitting on the track lounging. It kind of explains the entire atmosphere tonight, Dave.
It's completely different than what we're used to. Normally, the place is going crazy. The concession stand is packed, and it's just – it feels like a preseason game, Clark.
Exactly. In high school. Well, we'll return in just a moment to break down that first half right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For three senior living communities, four pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pig crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on three principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half. The Ubley Bearcats lead 6-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in Harbor Beach for the second straight game in the backyard brawl. As is the case from previous November, Ubley picking things up and going right with it tonight as well. We've gone through the scoring play. We've talked about the stats. Dave Hansen, what's your reactions to that first half?
About what we expected. you hate to say it's going to be sloppy, but you have to expect it.
That was expected.
I think the officials were sloppy. I think the offensive line play was sloppy. I think tackling was sloppy. But it was – oh, absolutely. It was. We're good about week six maybe,
and it'll be playoff time.
Yeah. But
the season will get canceled.
Sorry. Don't put that out there. Anyways, all around I thought it was sloppy, but it was equally sloppy. The difference is one breakout play by the Bearcats that has changed this game, and the other humongous play of the game is the fumble on the goal line by the Harbor Beach Pirates early in that series. That has changed this game because whether they get two-point conversion or not means Harbor Beach is either tied or winning this game, considering how it's been. So has either team outplayed each other? Absolutely not. It's been very even. Harbor Beach has had the ball a ton, finding ways to make first downs. The Bearcats have had the ball less but more yards. They've had bigger plays but have had back-to-back-to-back plays that has forced them to punt or they got stopped on fourth down. And they have called a couple pass plays. They called two in a row, but the quarterback kept it himself and made good yards out of it by running a heads-up play by him. So it's been a very interesting game, somewhat as we thought. But I did feel that there would be maybe two or three scores at least.
Anything.
But it's been a defensive battle.
Well, Dave, you're on the spot right now. You had a media roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet. You had Ubley winning by 6 points, Paul at 8 points, then Dan and Doug each with Harbor Beach, Dan at 6, Doug at 4.
This game's too close to call right now.
Absolutely.
You'll feel a lot better about it at the end of this next quarter because there's going to be some very good positive adjustments made by both teams in this quarter. But if they're equal adjustments, you may not see another score. It's just been that kind of game.
As far as time of possession goes, that is a slight advantage for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 13 minutes, 44 seconds. The Ubley Bearcats, 10 minutes and 16 seconds for the Bearcats. That really kind of explains the game, especially when you consider that fumble on the one-yard line.
Absolutely. That was a very painful moment there for the Harbor Beach Pirates. And I really think the fumble they recovered on the first play of the game, not being able to advance that, I really think is two major issues that Harbor Beach has had in this game that really cost them an opportunity to take an early lead and maybe have a two-score lead on Ubley if that goes their way. But the Bearcats, they grind. They do not go away. They play tough, and they have found themselves a 6-0 lead on the road against their rivals.
And they'll take that any day of the week, especially in this game. A lot of emotions on hand, even though the atmosphere really doesn't match that intensity normally of the backyard brawl so far. But it's week one. No fans, and they're going to make the best of it.
Absolutely, and the fans that are able to be here are doing a great job, and I'm sure anybody who had an ability to get here is here for this game. So it's not for lack of trying. They're obviously doing their thing, and we can't even see the kids out on the baseball field anymore, but I'm sure there's a decent amount of them there. But so far, again, it's been even. I'll stop using the term sloppy. It's been an even ball game, but the second half is going to change. There's going to be some better football play already just from what these kids have gained the experience in the first half.
So instead of sloppy, what, messy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You think about the number of practices that either a team has had or any team in the entire state of Michigan. They've had, maybe 10 practices?
Yeah,
seven
right.
of those with pads.
They had, they've had no contact
no
whatsoever.
Contact, no 7-on-7, no scrimmages, nothing of the sort, and all of a sudden, hey, here come play your rifle in for week one.
Yeah, and on top of that, there's no film out there for anybody. Normally, by now, you have tons of film on the opposing teams. You're studying on Sunday afternoons with the team. Instead of watching the Lions, you can find something else to do.
Anything.
Exactly right. So there's a lot of things other than just contact that these teams have not been able to do, which is why you look at these teams and who is coming back from last year. That's really what you have to hang your hat on is these guys who have been here before. You need them to be able to get into midseason form faster than the other team. And you saw the playmakers from both teams give you that. You saw Dylan Kadar make some plays. You saw Carson Halesky on the other side make the play for the Bearcats. So look for more of those role player guys to get involved in the game, especially on the Bearcat side. You're going to see Peruski be more involved in the offense. They got him going early, but look for him to be an even factor now. And I think Caden Boynton's a guy that's got to get the ball a few more times. He was the most successful running back for Harbor Beach in the first half.
Harbor Beach won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, so they'll be receiving the kick from Cole Hagen at the 23-yard line, brought in by Luke Woodkey across the 35, still on his feet at midfield, across down to the 45, and brought down from behind by Matt Brandel. Luke Woodkey starts out Harbor Beach's drive in Ubley territory at the 45-yard line, of the Bearcats. 11:53 left in the